It's Laura McKenna here, and we welcome author David Bell to the show. David, how are you today?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you bet. Now, your new book, Layover, comes out today, and I am so excited. I first of all have to admit something to you. Your books have been compared to some of my favorite authors, like Jeffrey Deaver and Harlan Coben and Lisa Gardner, and I've never actually read any of your thriller mystery novels before you sent me the advanced copy of Layover, and what have I been doing with my life, David? Because obviously I need to get my act together here.
Well, you know, I am so mortally offended that I might just storm off this interview. Every word I'd written, yes.
Well, let me tell you, and this is not a lie. I walk into our promotions office, and Samantha is our promotions director, and I kid you not, this is the honest to God truth. She has a copy of one of your books laying on her desk. It was the Somebody That I Used to Know book.
Okay, yeah.
And so I said to her, I'm like, hey, I'm going to interview that guy here in a couple days. And she's like, oh my God, wasn't it good? I haven't read it yet. She's like, take this book. And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of Layover. I have that advanced copy. And she said, okay, just trade me, bring that in. I need to read it right now. So it must be super, super good. Okay. I'm halfway through Layover right now, and it's got me hooked. I love it.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you finally seen the light.
I know.
You finally seen the error of your ways. Yes.
I know, right? Without spoiling what the book is about, I want to talk a little bit about how this book came about, because we talk on the show all the time, and my co-host Steve always laughs at me, because when I travel, and I grew up in Ohio, live in Green Bay now, so I take a lot of trips back to see family, and every time I take a plane ride, I always make what we call a plane friend, and he says that's so weird that people don't want to meet random strangers in airports, and that I'm probably one of those annoying people that just goes up to somebody and starts these long conversations, and then I never see him again, but we remain friends after that. And so when I saw your book and read the little insert, I thought, oh my God, this is I could see this happening to me in an airport. It's not that far-fetched. So how did this story come about?
Well, it happened because I was sitting in the Nashville airport waiting for a plane, and I was sitting in one of those bars that are all over these airports, and I saw this couple across the way from me having this really intense conversation. And from the outside, just looking at them, I thought, well, they're clearly a married couple, or they're deep in this relationship because of the way they were talking to each other. Out of the blue, the woman stood up and she gave the man a big, passionate kiss, and then she took her bags and walked off. And when the guy turned around, I heard him say to the bartender, that's the strangest thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I just met that woman here in the airport, and we started talking, and we had a drink, and now she's gone, and I'm never going to see her again. And I thought, there's got to be more to that story there. That's gold. There's got to be something else there. And so that was the birth of Layover.
Well, David, that girl was me then. Obviously, problem story solved. No, I'm just kidding. I don't usually kiss people the first time I meet them in an airport.
Hey, no judgment from me, because it led to a great book.
Right,
so, you know, whatever.
I mean, and let me just read a little bit for anybody just tuning in here. Book is set in an airport, as you just described. Two strangers meet. Then Josh, our main character, Joshua, finds out that she is actually a missing person after they kind of part ways. And I won't give any more away, because once people start reading it, they're going to fly through the book. It is so, so good. But I just thought I could see myself being a character in this book, because it does happen where you come across people, and whether it's by chance or by fate, I don't know what it is, but what a great idea for a novel. I love your backstory. They are calling you in Suspense Magazine one of the brightest and best crime fiction writers of our time. And so how did you get started? Your first book was Cemetery Girl, correct?
Yeah, that was the first one with Penguin, with a big New York publisher, yes.
Okay, so what got you started? I mean, did you know from the time you were young that you wanted to be a writer, or did it just kind of happen, or how'd that come about?
Yeah, I mean, I always think I wanted to be a writer, and I grew up in a house with parents who read all the time. My parents always had books around, and, you know, this was back in the old days when you had actual newspapers and magazines and things all over the house. So I was always around reading, and I always read, and I always thought being a writer would be a really great thing. But I didn't understand how hard it would be to write. You know, I thought, like, oh, you just sit down and and you'd write a story and it would be great and you'd get it published and you'd make a bazillion dollars and you'd move to Key West and that would be your life. Not understanding that writing is just like playing a musical instrument or playing a sport or whatever. You have to practice a long time. It takes a long time to get anywhere and to have any success. So I wasn't prepared for all that, but it is something I've dreamed about my whole life.
That's awesome. Well, good for you. That was your calling because you're fantastic at it. This book obviously came from an experience that you had in the airport. Do all your books kind of stem from either people that you know or circumstances that you've been a part of? Maybe not necessarily as gory and awful, but just kind of picking pieces? Or do they just come out of nowhere and you think, I'm going to go with that?
They come from all over the place. I mean, some of them have been inspired by things I observe, like layover. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're inspired by something I read in the news or something like that. Sometimes it's something that's happened to someone I know. I don't always tell them that I've taken that from them, but
right.
But sometimes it's something that's happened to someone I know. Like you mentioned, somebody I used to know. The thing at the beginning of somebody I used to know happened to my brother, so I stole that from my brother's life. So it's pretty much anywhere. I think writers are always on the lookout for a good story idea, and sometimes writers will combine things like, here's something that happened to me, here's something that happened to someone else, here's something that happened on the news, mm-hmm. mash it all together and see if you can get a story out of it.
Yeah. Well, David, thank you so much. One of our lucky listeners is going to win a brand new copy of your new book, Layover. I know they're going to love it. And before I let you go, I just have three quick questions we're going to pull out of the hat here. Some of these are listener submissions, some we've just kind of come up with during the course of the show. But one I picked just because of, obviously, the title, Layover. Are you a window seat or an aisle seat kind of person?
Definitely the aisle seat because I'm afraid of heights and I don't like looking out the window.
Okay, good. When you are not writing, second question, what is one thing that you love to do?
I love to watch movies.
Okay.
I see a movie pretty much every week.
Oh, good for you. Okay. You're probably always just jotting down things, or you're probably never not writing in the life of a writer, right?
Well, yeah. I think a writer's brain is always turned on to stories to some extent, even if you're just wandering around or living your life. Yes.
Okay. And let me pick one more out of here. Okay. This is a good one. This comes from one of our listeners. What is one of your favorite characters from any of the books that you've written? Either a villain or a good character, or what's one of your all-time favorites?
Well, Layover is in my mind, and so I really like the character of Morgan in Layover because her mystery is at the center of the book, and the reader will not really know what she's up to until the very last pages of the book. So she was a lot of fun to write for that reason.
Yeah. Well, David Bell, thank you so much for joining the show. This is going to be everyone's favorite summer read, definitely this summer. So thank you so much, and we can't wait for your next one.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. If you want to check David out, you can go to davidbellnovels.com. You can also follow him on Facebook. It's David Bell Novels, and also on Twitter @DavidBellNovels and Instagram. You guessed it, @DavidBellNovels. But if you would also like to win a copy of the new book from David Bell, Layover is the title, you are going to love it. I don't want to ruin anything else. I don't want to spoil anything else. But just think of me when you read this book and be ready for a wild ride. You can enter to win with this July giveaway for the Laura McKenna Book Club. So whatever book you happen to be reading right now, it can even be a book that you're reading to your kids. It can be a self-help book. It can be a mystery novel like my favorites. Any type of book that you're reading, just take a selfie with it, and then you just send it in, and you're entered to be in the drawing. And if you read a ton of books this month, send each one in, and that's a separate entry, and you could win this Layover book. And not only will you win the book, but we'll hook you up with dinner as well. Find out more at star98.net. You can always text in your selfies to our Star 98 Executive Mortgage text line. It's 920-393-1985. You can Facebook them. You can email them to me. All that information and more is at star98.net. But David Bell with his new book, Layover. It's going to be your favorite summer read. And now, if you excuse me, I need to get back to finishing this book.